Well, this is one of my earlier pieces, and this is all ceramic, so we start with the clay. But the reason why I like this, because the clay itself actually makes the form and forms the bowl. So I actually work with the clay. It's a softer clay. And that's where the idea of water or fluid of movement comes from. So you can see this. And then here, if you can imagine water, I don't know if Minnesota lakes are as aggressive as this, but typically you get some type of wave or hitting the shore and stuff. So this is the theme throughout my work. And it'll be lake color, so blue will be part of that, be all the pieces. There will be a variation of pieces, so we're talking anywhere from 10 to 12 pieces, maybe more, depending on how they fit. Each bowl is different, but they all have the same kind of theme. And so what's really different here and what I like about this is because it's a bowl, but typically it sits on a table or something like that. I'll show you in this next bowl. These bowls will be hanging on the wall and they will be encased, so we'll have a group of them. And it's supposed to represent kind of movement, like water, and collectively they'll represent some kind of movement. So placement of the bowls in the case is going to be important too. And hopefully the color will also give you that kind of theme or feeling. So it's an exciting project. The project will actually be called Lakes. And I need to write a little piece about that, and I have it somewhere. But lakes are an important part of Minnesota, you know, and it's an important part of, like, everything Minnesotan. You know, it's like one, you know, people like, it gives you a, it's a place to go, it's a place to meditate and to think and a place to enjoy. So lakes are really important, so I really like that this is the project and the project theme. I like those. So it's really, but the greatest thing is that it's going to go in the stadium, which gives me a continuity between, you know, my days as a Viking and kind of the future, really. I mean, because this is just kind of the start and the stadium is new. So this will be something that'll be there a long time. That's where the real honor is. So, but yeah, I like that. And I like it that because in pottery or ceramics, it's an old art. It's been an art for a long, long time. These pieces will last a long, long time if they're not, you know, somehow damaged or something like that. I don't know. I was thinking. Anyway, here, I'll let you hold this. Would you hold that for me? Okay. Chris, my friendly St. Paul guy. don't drop it. Don't drop it. You can sit it down in the chair. That's fine. It'll sit there. That's fine. Sure. But this piece too, and part of it is like because it's going to hang, I have to be considerate of the weight of the piece, which is a little different for me. That's sort of anti my method because I like heaviness in the piece. I like to use clay and I like the oomph of the piece, you know, so when you pick it up it's heavier. But this is more, you know, characteristic of what the pieces will be like. Lighter, as light as I can get them, because they'll hang. But the other thing here is that this is kind of an example. Because they'll hang, I had to fix an apparatus that you could actually hang the bowl on the wall so it can go vertical. And so this is as much a piece of, I guess, art as it is a piece of ingenuity or something, because I had to create this. And this was difficult to do because in turning a bowl, it's hard to get that, it's hard to turn that into mechanism. And what I was about to say in that, in pottery, you see a lot, it's very creative, it's a wide open field, it's a broad field. But in doing bowls, which is the most common thing you see, is that they have such a similarity, even though that they're creative. And what I think about using this form is that even though you have a bowl, the clay itself is kind of a new art. It's kind of a new way to use the clay. So With that, that's about all I have. But thank you again. It's really my pleasure and honor to be part of this exhibit. And, of course, my teammates like Matt and Jim and Ed White, too, who's a great artist. We're all excited about this.
Yeah, my first chance to do something was when I was a rookie, and I was able to buy a camera. And I bought a camera, and I flew to Europe, and I took pictures. And when I came back, people said, man, those are good. I said, really? They're really good? Yeah. So with that, that gave me a chance to move on and take a lot of photos through my lifetime. And so when that happened, it was 1974. That's when I got me a camera, because I was able to buy a camera then when I was working for the NFL. And then I decided that, okay, let's take some pictures of my teammates. And so I brought the camera down in 75 to Mankato. And at Mankato, I just had the camera there, and I was taking pictures of my teammates when we were resting or when we were being interviewed by different people. And I said, okay, cool. So my teammate was Fred McNeil, and I took pictures of him sleeping in the bed. But all our other guys, we had fun at times after lunch or whatever. And so, but the best time after lunch, when we had the rest for at least a couple hours before we practice again, Coach Bud Grant was out bocce balling. And I said, no way. So I went out there and took pictures of him. So that was kind of cool. And then we had our teammates at, again, down in Mankato, where they would come out and go different places when there was time for them to rest and do things. And I had pictures of those guys too, and I'm saying, I like this. But then when we also got into traveling different places, and most of the time we were going to, on a plane, okay, to a location where we had to go and play a game, but this is a preseason opportunity. And I took pictures of everybody on the plane. And so it was kind of cool. And there was one picture of Bud Grant that I took a picture of him, and because it was his birthday. And he got this big thing from teammates and his employees. And so it was kind of cool. But again, just taking pictures was just awesome to do. And I took a lot of pictures of my teammates. And throughout the world, I've taken so many so many pictures that it was just something to do because I became a little bit better photographer. And I think one of the pictures that really came out really cool in 2011 was down in Haiti where they had the earthquake. And I've always helped charities throughout my career. And I went down there to help them. It was raining the whole day. We were down there. And the last day, the sun came up on this cross where all the bodies were buried. And I couldn't believe that I was taking a picture of that. At that time, God gave me that time to take that picture. And it was just something that was so amazing. I took that picture, and that picture, again, probably helped me get into, 12 or 11, that I was the artist of the year for downtown Minneapolis. And so it's just been so fun to take pictures. And so I brought a few that I want to show you that, I mean, I got a lot. When they interviewed me, they wanted me to show them some pictures. I said, what do you need? They said, show me a few. So I showed them 900 on the little cards that you have, little cards, okay, that I've taken back in the past. And so the lady came, she looked at it, and my wife, she helped her go through all of them because I had to make sure they're marked off and everything. And it was so cool that after those 900 they looked at, they picked, 50 of them, okay? And all the ones they picked were the pictures I've just taken forever. So this one, these here, you get to look at. Again, inside, This one is taken inside at, I'm going to say, this might be St. Paul, but this is Bob Lee. Okay. And this other one taken, and this was in the stadium that's gone now that I worked in. And this was Robert Miller and
Rashad.
Actually, I can't remember the things, guys. Sorry about my concussion side. But anyway, and this next one, this was taken when we were down in Mankato, and I took this, but I had my teammate, Fred, I took a picture of him sitting on the bench, but this one here on our side, defensive side, but this is on the offensive side. That's where they had to check out and get all filled up where they went out in practice. So again, just taking pictures like that was just awesome to do. And each day that I lived is just taking a picture, and I see things. I mean, when I was coming down here today, I'm always looking and at things that I always say, I wish I could take a picture of that sun that was coming out a little bit now around the roofs and stuff like that. I said, wow, that is cool. So again, just seeing things is just awesome to see, and taking a picture of it is outstanding.